Can you talk a little bit about the contest? Was there always a contest, or how long had that been going on?
Well, it was just 1 year before.
Mm-hmm. So it started in 48.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Faustina Sawtelle was the siding queen at that time. I didn't work that year. I was sick. And I couldn't even get to it, mm-hmm. You know. But she was the siding queen, and I don't remember any of the contests.
Okay.
And then they had it again in 48, and they picked one from each factory, one girl. And there were seven factories.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the one at Union Factory.
So how did you get chosen? Was it kind of everyone chose you? It was kind of like an election, or how did that work?
Well, when at the factory, yes, they did.
Uh-huh.
They had a vote or just raise their hands or what, but I think they had a vote on.
Okay.
From the men and women too, you know, everyone.
So do you have any idea of why you were chosen?
Well, I don't know if it was the disposition or looks or just...
Probably a combination of all.
Yes, because all the girls was good and there's a nice group.
Well, how did you feel when you found out you won?
Well, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't, because but it was a great thing, and it was good for my mother and father, too.
Oh, they were probably very proud of you.
Yeah.
So what happened? How did you get your dress? It was so lovely. It was very pretty.
Well, Peacocks, they bought my dress and my shoes, and I think my slip, too, because
mm-hmm.
under that, and did my hair. They paid for all of that, and it was... And the bouquet.
I noticed you were carrying some beautiful, I think it was roses, red roses.
Yes, a dozen.
Yeah.
And then I had Miss Continental down, but I can't find that ribbon.
It'll turn off somewhere.
Yeah, I hope so. And
so where did your gown come from?
I bought it from Yanovsky's store downtown,
mm-hmm.
and it was a beautiful thing.
I know, I've seen pictures.
And she altered it a little bit so that... Because you wouldn't walk in a store and get one to fit anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it was lovely.
Yeah. So I noticed you had a nice crown. Did somebody make that for you?
Well, I don't know who made it. Whether it was Noni McBride, or I don't know. But one of them made it,
mm-hmm.
and it had a gold cover over it, you know, a paper.
Yeah, yeah.
And I still have it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show it to you before you go.
Okay, I'd love to see it.
And